How teenagers should manage their money.
Well, we know that many young people have problems because of financial issues, so it's important to manage your money in the right way because the consequences can be very serious if you don't. There are a few simple rules that can make a big difference. Since it's such an important issue, you need to make sure you always keep track of your finances, of how much you have or get from your parents each month, and how much you spend. We all know that money can be a source of trouble, so we should all keep an eye on our finances. Log on to your bank account regularly to get an overview of what you've spent. As soon as you've paid for something with your debit card or got some cash at the cash machine, this will be displayed online, so it's really easy to keep track of your money. However, many people forget to log on at home, so it's a good idea to use the online banking app that banks offer these days. Due to the fact that it's there on your mobile, you can check your finances whenever you want to. All the same, for regular payments like your phone bill or a fitness centre that you pay on a monthly basis, it's good to have a standing order. Keeping track of your finances also means that you need to know how to budget. Many teenagers run up debts because of unpaid phone bills. You must put money aside from your pocket money, holiday pay, or any money you receive so that you can cover your standing orders and keep a bit extra for emergencies and holidays. Also, remember that the standing orders are usually deducted on a particular day. So, if you go shopping before the amounts have been deducted, you might think you have more money left than you actually do. What's left after your standing orders have been paid can be spent on cosmetics, clothes, and going out. In other words, something nice from time to time. It's easy to find out how to budget, as there's a lot of advice online. For instance, one good site is yourbudget.com. Once you've worked out a budget, you have to try and keep to it. As this is not always possible, you'll also need to agree with your parents on what to do if you go over your budget. Finally, if you never seem to be able to stay within your budget, it might be a good idea to look for a part-time job, one or two evenings a week or at the weekend.